You know, one of the things that we've got to do, men, there is a final frontier in accountability. We have not reached it yet. I praise God that much has been said and in fact done about accountability in the last number of years. It's increasingly common for Christian men to be asking each other the tough questions. How's your prayer life? How's your marriage? Spending time in the Word? Been guarding your thought life? Your sexual purity? Okay, but how often do we ask, so Bob, how much have you been giving to the Lord? You've been robbing God lately? Winning the battle against materialism? Or how's your thought life when it comes to covetousness, which is idolatry? You've been staying away from those magazines, you know the kind I mean, the kind that keep tempting you to spend more money on things you don't need. We're not there yet, and I think we need to be, don't we? I mean, seriously, don't we? Maybe if you walk away with one thing from what I'm saying, if it's a vision for introducing this whole area of money and possessions into the realm of the accountability that we're trying rightly to foster among the men in particular and the women as well of our churches. And I congratulate all of you who labor to do that and are doing a magnificent job in getting people to open up in these important areas of their life. And while we're talking about that, gods of sex and money, let's face it, men, we've read the statistics. We know that in a gathering of this size of pastors that there are hundreds of men who are addicted to internet pornography. Not dozens, hundreds. It's very clear, all the different polls that show that. And if that's true of you, let this weekend be the beginning of deliverance for you. Talk to somebody, pour out your heart, repent, and then enjoy the rest of the weekend as a disciple, a learner, because your heart has been free from one false god and then can be perhaps free from another. And we all struggle in these realms, but we can have victory and should have victory in these struggles and consistently be living lives of purity and lives characterized by the love of Christ, not the love of money. This is not the impossible dream. God does not command us to do these things without, by His grace, empowering us to do these things. So we must raise the bar for each other, not lower it. I remember a number of years ago when I was still a pastor, a single man in our church felt God wanted him to sell his house and give it all the money away to missions. He was really excited about this. He told me about it, and I said, go for it, brother. I'm thrilled for you. I'm proud of you. He had a great income. It was no problem for him to relocate. And in his excitement, he made a mistake. You know what the mistake was? He shared it with his home Bible study group. And guess what? They talked him out of it. Disciples do not talk each other out of giving, any more than we would talk each other out of purity. The Christian community should be filled with people who set a cap on their lifestyles. This is all we need to live on. By God's grace, we will live at this level, and everything beyond that that God provides will go to help the poor, will go to the cause of world evangelism, will go to missions, will go to the glory of Christ, because I don't need it. To a disciple, this should be common sense, but it's not common sense.